Welcome to Your Multidimensional Journey. I'm Tracy Cambera, and today I'm discussing when can you expect to see the changes brought about from this solar eclipse? And I'll say here, I for one am very glad that it's over because there was so much hype around it. I had clients and friends reaching out. Can I go here? Can I do this? Is this going to happen? Am I going to lose this? Am I going to see this tomorrow? So yes, the eclipse brings about abrupt endings and abrupt beginnings, but new moons also bring about beginnings. Full moons bring about endings. The eclipse just intensified things. So what did I feel during the eclipse? Now, I wasn't in line of sight. You know, I wasn't anywhere near totality, but I could still feel the dizziness, a bit of nausea, some disorientation. And then after the total darkness part, it kind of turned into sparkling energy. I could see the sparkles raining down. The sparkles of the higher frequencies, and the energy just felt really sparkling. And I was pretty much in my beautiful cocoon, floating around in the sparkling energy all day yesterday. I will say that my animals did not notice any difference. They just went about their business. So that was pretty interesting that they didn't notice it. Getting back to abrupt endings and abrupt beginnings. First, let's just call them transitions. It's more of a neutral word because a lot of things were ready for them to leave. And a lot of things, we've been waiting for it to come in. We've been creating it in our inner world, our inner reality, and we're waiting for it to pop up in the outer reality. So we will be seeing abrupt endings and beginnings, especially in the next 6 months. I will say this, time has really sped up. The creation energy is very intense right now. That's the sparkles for me. And with time speeding up, it means that our creations will come to fruition, come to manifestation. We will be changing our outer world much more often and much more quickly. So when it comes to when can you expect to see the changes? Well, my first question is, have you been doing the work necessary? The energy work, the emotional and mental release and calling in, the physical actions? Because nothing happens by chance. To me, there are no synchronicities, no coincidences. Everything that happens to us is actually happening for us, and we've created it. And a lot of people will say, well, this terrible thing that happened, I didn't create that. If my house burned down or if my car got stolen, I didn't create that. No, but if you put yourself in victimhood in your romantic relationship, then that victimhood's going to spill over. So yes, you'll get your car stolen more than someone who is very empowered. So understand what affects one segment of life affects another. So it spreads across all segments of life. So remember, as we are creating our reality, with time sped up, with higher frequencies now radiating to the planet so more of us can be in that 5D and beyond energy, we are going to see our manifestations and our fears appear much more quickly than ever before. Now, I could say, so be careful what you wish for. Be careful where your thoughts lie. But honestly, we should be very intentional in our thoughts and beliefs always, because we are always creating. Remember that. Always be intentional. And if you realize you're having thoughts that are negative, or you just said something that was rather negative, oh, this is futile. Oh, this is going nowhere. Remember, just cancel it. Just rephrase it. Reframe it. Just think better thoughts and say better feeling words. Have more intentions. We're all human. We're all going to have these thoughts, these feelings. We're all going to have beliefs arise within us. It's what we do with them that matters. So post-eclipse, let's be really intentional about our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions. Let's reframe and rephrase wherever possible. And let's be very picky about what we're creating. Let's be limitless. Choose the things you really want and go for them. I saw a YouTube video a couple months back of this young woman. Oh, she was young to me. This young woman wanted to blow through her rejection feelings. So she purposely stepped into rejectionable arenas, I'll call it. She applied for jobs she had no business getting. She walked up and asked men out when she knew they would say no. She just put herself in the rejection arena in all these different segments of life. And you know what? Very surprising, and I'm sorry, I don't know what the link was. But when she did that, she ended up getting a fabulous job. I believe she ended up with a great boyfriend. I can't remember that part. But she ended up going farther, faster than she ever thought was possible because she didn't care that she was getting rejected. She knew she was setting herself up and she was going to blow right past it. So if you knew that you were going to get rejected and you were just going to do it for the heck of it, you were going to go for it anyway, it's good practice. What would you do? Or better yet, what would you go for if there was no rejection? Because honestly, rejection is us believing that we're not worthy of something or someone else having beliefs about us that we take as true or not. If a stranger on the street told you your shoes were ugly, you'd be like, whatever. But when your spouse tells you your shoes are ugly, you get all worried. So understand that rejection doesn't have to exist. It can either be a win or a learning experience. That's it. So when someone says no, when someone says, I don't like this about you, okay, little accountability. Do I like this about me? Is this something I think I should change? Yes or no? If it's yes, okay, thanks for the input. That was a learning experience and I'm going to make some changes. If the answer is no, I don't want to change it. I love this about me. Then fly your flag. Embrace your weirdness. So getting back to when will we see the eclipse changes? Well, I already started seeing them today. I mean, not only was the energy very different than yesterday, and I've been in deep self-care mode, so it was pretty hard to sit here at the mic today, but I saw my first change this morning. My 81-year-old mother called, and she had called yesterday and said that her boyfriend wasn't doing well, and she called this morning, and, you know, benefit of being psychic, I knew when the phone rang, oh, crap, he's gone. And yes, he passed away today. And he was almost 95. We knew it was coming. But you look at the bigger picture. She's got to move out of his house now. She's lived there for almost 20 years. She's going to be alone again. I am very far away from her. And now that I left Sedona, I'm not near an airport. I mean, I am 6 hours from the nearest bigger airport. It's not like I can hop on a plane easily. So what's going through my head and my heart is sadness and pain for her. And yes, I step into divine neutrality. It's not going to derail me what happened to her. But yes, I feel her sadness. She's my mother. And I feel her pain. And I feel sad that she's alone again and she's got to move and she's entering a new phase of life that she didn't particularly ask for. And so I process all of that. And then I'm like, what sadness does it bring up in me? What thoughts or worries or fears does it bring up in me? Because the truth is, when something happens, it clears out a lot of other things within. What does having a loved one pass on bring up in you? My sister, my brother, and my father, and just last year, my very best friend of almost 40 years, have all passed. So loss kind of goes along with my abandonment issues from childhood and other lives, but that's a whole nother podcast. And so I sit in quietude, just sitting with my feelings of sadness and going, okay, what else does this bring up in me? What else can I clear out? How can this make me stronger? What other actions can I take? And so I use it as a learning experience and a growth experience. But at the same time, I'm also really taking it easy. I was still feeling all the energy from yesterday's eclipse when I got this phone call. So again, self-care, real self-care. When I'm done with this, I'm going to go walk in the woods and just be with the trees and the water and the elementals, be with Gaia herself, be with the archangels and my spirit guides, just be. So after that tangent, I will cut this short and leave you with, you will see the eclipse changes every day in your life. Every day you can notice the blooms, the sprouting, new things happening if you pay attention. You can see endings coming if you pay attention. So this is not about demanding change now. It's about being intentional with your thoughts and feelings and actions to bring about the changes you'd like to see in life. And when they're beautiful creations, go you. And when they're endings that you expected or didn't expect, take it as a learning experience, move into self-care, move into awareness, see how you can use those changes to propel you forward. Because this is a very intense next 6 months of very fast change, sudden shifts. Time is unraveling, so it's going much faster for us. Space is unraveling, so we are reaching higher dimensional states of being all the time, up and down. So be aware, be intentional, and you will see these changes sooner than you think, and your life can change sooner than you think. Thanks for joining me today, and have a great eclipse week.